This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you, Keith, for the news. It is Monday, 17th of June, 2019, just after 12:03. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with...
Arvind Viraj.
And Frida Liu.
Welcome to Enterprise Biz Bites. We picked up an article, didn't you, Arvind?
Mm-hmm.
Not too long ago, about how do you teach kids about texting?
Texting and social media.
Yeah. So we thought we would use that as a springboard to ask you a question today about whether or not we should have kind of social media classes in school, or whether or not social media etiquette, I guess, should be taught in schools, as they're doing very well over in Germany. And it seems to be a growing trend and seems to be ticking all of the boxes.
Mm-hmm.
We've had some responses already via Twitter, via Instagram and via WhatsApp. But just a quick reminder, 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number. Twitter and Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. That's our lead story, and we'll be running with it all the way through until 1 o'clock. We then have a story about how Genius.com have used something quite genius to track the lyrics that they use on their website. And it turns out that a very well-known company have been, for want of a better term, borrowing their content and reappropriating that content.
Mm.
More on that in a few minutes. Story number three, looking for a mentor, find yourself a friend-tor. It's a T-shirt. No, it's not, but it's a good idea about how, you know, maybe it's not necessarily a mentor that you're looking for. Perhaps it's a group of friends.
It's a Frida kind of story.
It's a Frida kind of story. All coming up on Biz Bites today. Now, Arvind, do you want to kick us off with that story of yours?
Yeah, so this is about something that's being done in Germany, and it's very impressive because it's social media and texting classes, so more like classes about how to use how to stay safe and sane in the digital world. So it's part of a large-scale program in which teenagers teach their younger peers or other students at the school about how to stay safe and sane online. And the classes are conducted by teenagers themselves. So anybody below the age of 18 or senior students in the school, they come into like the younger classes, and then they teach them about how to behave online, what to do if they are not sure about what to say or what to do in like Snapchat or WhatsApp, Twitter, Facebook, stuff like that. Twitter and Facebook are old. I mean, Snapchat and WhatsApp. So the one of the topics was using WhatsApp group chat for class discussion. So most of the students in the school use WhatsApp to discuss homework or to discuss assignments and stuff. So they teach them how not to post anything private in the class chat, how not to send photos of others, and how not to insult anybody. Sometimes these media scouts, the older teenagers are called media scouts. They spend several hours teaching kids how not to let WhatsApp take over their lives, like turning off notifications or turning off the blue tick. And older students also talk with them about learning how to take breaks from their smartphones. So they've had complaints in the school from kids as young as 11 saying that they feel overwhelmed by the number of messages they get every day, because they are part of different groups in the school for different projects, like the science project, the math project, language, stuff like that. And they get so many messages that they don't know how to not reply.
Right.
Yeah, they feel obliged to reply to every single one. And by the time they are done, they feel like, you know, their day is gone, like it's over. They spend most of the time just focusing on WhatsApp. So that's one of the classes. There's also a mobile license, it's called. It's a laminated mobile license. They need to participate in workshops about media copyright issues or sexting, and they take a test to get a laminated mobile license that allows them to use their smartphones at certain times at school.
I remember my dad doing something similar when he was first getting into his computers a few years ago. It was a computer driver's license.
Hmm.
A very similar thing, but it wasn't to do with social media. It was about how do you print? How do you use Excel? How do you do this? And at the time, I thought it was fairly old-fashioned.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems to make sense for something like this, I think.
Yeah, it's like what do you call it? The hall pass.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So you just get a hall pass if you want to be out of class. And this is the same way if you want to use your phone, you need to show them like a pass. And also show them that you are, quote-unquote, worthy enough to use a pass. So to have this license. That means you've learned about social media etiquette. You know how to behave online. So you're able to use your phone in school. The exam. So this is nice. The exam includes 10 multiple choice questions. Like, what do you do when somebody sends an embarrassing Snapchat photo of a fellow student? The answer is, do not forward the picture to others.
Mm.
So they're not saying you'll never get pictures like this. They're saying if you get a picture like this, don't forward it. Just stop the chain, you know, stop the spread of the picture. They go into how Germany implemented these classes, which is also impressive. It was established in 2011, so other countries, even the US, are already way behind. They are far, far behind. It's like it's 8 years, to be precise. Education is managed by the country's 16 separate states, and now 11 of them have established similar programs in hundreds of schools. 766 schools have participated in the Media Scout program. More than 3,120 high school students have been trained as scouts, and around 1,500 teachers have acted as guidance counselors to help the kids grow up as mature cyber world citizens.
Right.
Yeah.
So you know, for a lot of these kids, this is second nature to them, right? I mean, they're born with phones and all that. I know that DG and UNICEF do something in schools, but it's always is around cyberbullying, right? Which is a big issue. So I think beyond that, it is about etiquette, right? When you know, like they're talking about the number of WhatsApp messages and number of WhatsApp messages we get, right? Yeah. How do you know when and where to reply? You know, they get so inundated by these things, thinking that it's I have to reply to everything, right? So the whole idea of dinner tables, during meetings, doing these sort of things, like when to, you know, put it aside, right? They don't know, right? So beyond cyberbullying, there are all these things as well that, you know, I believe that social media etiquette should be taught.
I agree. Yeah. And I think what we talked about earlier on, Frieda, is, you know, we're at that age now where social media, as much as we like to say, oh, it's just a blip and it's part of our culture temporarily.
It's not.
It's not. It's going to be here for the foreseeable future, isn't it? And this needs to be rolled into curriculum. Because this is where the future is headed. We're already there, but you know, it's a big part of who we are and what we do nowadays, and without it we'd be lost.
Yeah, you're kind of echoing what one of the teachers said. So she's one of the guidance counselors. Her name is Veera Savati. She said, at first we had a complete ban on phones in our school, but the reality is that media is a central aspect of the students' lives. If the school doesn't help them navigate the media and the parents aren't of any help either, then how should the students learn responsible ways with the digital world? Yeah, so I love that they sort of acknowledge that it's an actual thing. Like, smartphones are here to stay. Smartphones are the new TV. They have been for about 10 years. That social media is the new telephone. Like, no one calls anyone anymore. Communication is done on social media, on their apps and stuff. So they're not going like, you know, oh, put on your phone, go out and play. You're saying, you know, something outdated that doesn't apply to newer kids these days. You know, they're trying to speak to them in their language, and they're getting people who can speak to them in their language. They're not pretending to speak their language.
I mean, I'm at that point now where, and we've mentioned this before, that somebody will be texting backwards and forwards, they'll be emailing backwards and forwards. And in my mind, I'm like, look, if they're not responding, pick up the phone and call them. They don't do that.
Right? They don't. No.
At all. You know, and for me, I'm mind boggled, but I have to learn that is how people are dealing with it now. You know,
but then that's the etiquette that you have to teach them. If they're not responding, pick up the phone and call. Remember, that was the original invention.
Malula, smartphone. Don't want to speak loud. Don't want to do it. Anyway. Right, that's where we are, folks. That's our discussion of the day. We'd like some feedback on this. Do you think that we should be teaching social media etiquette in school? Should we be looking at social media classes or something along those lines? 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number. You can get us on Twitter and on Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. Short break coming up now. We've got Interpol with the Heinrich Maneuver. When we come back, more discussion. Don't go anywhere. Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9.
Beats, funk, mixtapes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. Today's topic of discussion, social media classes in schools, or rather, should we be teaching social media etiquette in schools? That's one of the questions that we are asking you guys today. We've asked for feedback via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899 is the number. Twitter, Instagram, at BFM Radio. We discussed about it. We think it's a good idea. Germany certainly think it's a good idea. They have social media scouts. Is that what they're calling them?
Media scouts.
Media scouts. Mm-hmm. People who are of 18 and a little bit over, who are teaching the younger kids how to behave online, what to say, what not to say, and how to respond in case somebody does something online that they shouldn't be doing. We've had some responses already, so let's go to Frieda first. I know you've got some on WhatsApp and some other places.
Yes, some other places. So WhatsApp, Maggie Best, thank you. Etiquette, definitely yes. Etiquette of any kind separates the civilized from the uncivilized. Highly recommended for some of us grown-ups too. Never too late. And a lot of people just said yes, period. You know what I mean? It's like, no doubts about it. Just want to read from Mel Gets Fit. This is on Instagram here. She says to me, yes, but not only etiquette, also safety. Like not tagging your location while you're still in the area. How much do you reveal of location when you go somewhere regularly? Not tagging the location of your home and more. Your home? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Over on Twitter, we have one from Maisaya who says, yes, this will reduce, if not stop, cases of online bullying. And Picha Eid says, oh, most definitely.
Instagram, Fabzimo Win says, yes, people should be taught on how to behave online as well as the dangers of social media. Michelle says, yes, etiquette in general should be taught in schools and it should be expected to extend into social media. Adrian Arvin says, yes, etiquette and how to stay safe, echoing the whole idea of, you know, tagging your geolocation thing.
Yeah, I've got one on Facebook, another long one. It says here, it's just from Eleanor Kamal. She says, online communication is part of our everyday life now, and for many people, they've had to figure out digital etiquette as they go. But now we're at a stage where we know what's okay and what isn't, so that should absolutely be formalized and taught from a young age, say primary school. The sooner we can instill good digital communication, the better the internet will hopefully be for everyone in the future. So many people think that because it's a screen, they're safe, right? She gave an example. Okay, so it's free for out there in the interweb. Students can be better equipped to dodge potential fallouts of future employers and opportunities if we show them what could go wrong, educate them about and promote privacy settings. This was something that came out 10 years ago and someone sees it 10 years later and that affect their job as well. So these are the things that's going to affect you, you know, this digital footprint that you're going to leave behind. So all these things should be taught now.
James Gunn, for example, you know, director of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
A few years ago said things online that he probably shouldn't have said at the time, which have since been raked up and used against him. I think that's the kind of case we're referring to. Right now as well, there's a local journalist who's been coming under a lot of fire because of her reference to K-pop. And she was saying that some people within K-pop don't know how to rap properly, and that's caused a huge amount of backlash on Twitter. You know, and this is the point is, you know, you can have an opinion, but when you have an opinion that is, you know, very controversial, especially to a certain group of people, you've got to be careful. But you have the right to say it. It's just in the way in which you say it, I guess. Now, I've been very careful over the last few years. If you remember, Frida, when we were in our former building, I had a bit of a stalker incident a few times. You know, and I think part of that was I'd uploaded a couple of pictures where I was eating somewhere, and it was right next to the office building. And, of course, just being foolish without realizing what I was doing, I was telling people where we were every day, and that doesn't help, does it? You know, and it was my own fault, and I should have just...
Not done that.
But I've lived and learned.
So generally, I don't like to say where I am.
Right.
Or if I do, it'll be after the fact.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is something that that's the thing. Right? So social media and like you know going digital was not introduced to us from the time we were kids. So it came like you know halfway through or you know many years later kind of thing. These kids they basically are born with like a phone in their hands. So they have to start using it.
And they don't know what's common sense.
They don't know what's common sense. Because it's not taught them. I think the people who want to teach them about social media and like how to behave online, they have good intentions.
Yeah.
Like especially in schools, you know, they get teachers to teach them stuff. But the problem with that kind of syllabus or that kind of approach is that the teachers need to learn the teenage speak first, or the teachers need to learn how to be on social media first before teaching the kids. And you know, it's like, it's no matter how, like, quote unquote, like, young and hot people can be, like, a generation gap is a gap is a gap.
Yes. Right. Yeah. I completely agree.
And also, you know, I guess, like, you know, how young do you start teaching them, right? How young are parents giving them the phone? You know, I mean, as much as possible, I was trying to delay it for until he was 13 at least, but I don't know if that's the case right now. Should parents be also taught that, you know, you just want to give your phone to your kids a certain age, but is it taught? Is it used in schools? Are these tools now used in schools? So I think there needs to be some clarity, right? When parents should give the phones? When is it being taught in schools? Because I don't know whether, you know.
I mean, there's that danger of if you don't give your child a phone as well at that age of them being ostracized? And why don't you have a phone? Or why can't we do this? And, and then that becomes an issue. The problem is, you know, whose responsibility is it? Is a parent's responsibility to teach them about etiquette? Is it a teacher's teachers already are under pressure for the amount of work that they have to do and the planning that they have to do. Something like this, although it's a great idea, you have to do it on a kind of voluntary basis like these people are in Germany, because it has to come from the right people. You know, like
it has to come from the peers.
Yeah, I mean, if you've got some 50-year-old person trying to teach a 14-year-old kid how to be cool online, it's just it's not going to resonate.
I mean,
is
you
it?
Can be like Robin Williams, Dead Poet Society, whatever, but the moment you say lit, like eight months after the word is expired, they're gonna call your bluff. They're gonna know who you are. You can't say, the moment you say like YOLO, like, you know, in 2019, that's like years after the word. No one says that anymore.
Yeah.
And you're not supposed to say it if you're above the age of
18. I mean, you're cringing
18.
Saying it now because you know you're out of date. You know.
Yeah. But, you know, the moment you say something that doesn't compute or doesn't reach them or isn't in their vocabulary anymore, and their vocab changes from month to month to month. Yeah. Like, you have new slang, and by the time the slang reaches a generation that's older than 20, you know that word is expired. Mm. So when you hear the word, you know that it's gone.
Yeah,
so never use it. Yeah.
It's too late.
But yeah, so, you know, you need someone who sort of like understands what they are going through and speaks to them in that language and speaks to them going like, you know, WhatsApp isn't something you can just ignore. You can use it, but here's how you use it.
And imagine if you had credits for being able to do this. You know these volunteers, you could give them credits, and it's not something they would shy away from, I don't think, you know?
No.
You know, they'd be happy to kind of help kids use this stuff.
Just back to the earlier point, so what I was talking about, how young do we teach this? So this is a comment also on WhatsApp from Chiang. Says, definitely a good idea. I'm really thinking how to teach my 5-year-old daughter how to use social media. To use it properly in the future, and actual classes would really help. So, I mean, if we're having this conversation at 5, right? Right. Another comment here is this from LinkedIn. It says, "This is Aisha Nihus. Yes, I think you should. Being a mother of 3 young children, I'm amazed at how fast they get hooked on YouTube, particularly, and terrified at the same time as exposed to contents that might not be suitable for them. If social media etiquette is taught in schools from early on, the chances that they do better decisions in choosing the content they watch online would be higher. Besides that, they're instilled with more awareness that every action they do on social media has consequences. Kevin Lim, I think it should." As social media is so integral in our lives now, it's not about to go anywhere soon unless we see another disruption in the social media's arena. So, yeah, should be addressed in school, definitely.
There we go. Gary Wong over on Insta Story says 110% yes. We need to take a short break, ladies and gents. We've got the Beach Boys coming up next with I Get Around. And when we come back, we'll still be talking about this, of course, but we'll also be talking to you about a second story, how Genius.com have used Morse code to track some of their lyrics. Interesting little story. Don't go anywhere. Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.